Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jayden Forster.
Morning to you, Jayden.
Morning, PT.
And the big one coming up Monday night, our time, or is it? I don't know, I get confused. It's the Queen's funeral next week.
It is, yes, Monday night, our time. You are 100% spot on. Well done.
Okay.
There's a lot of people both here in Australia and, of course, over there in the UK that have been working some very, very long hours to make sure we get to see all of those pictures of all of those key moments leading up to that big main event on Monday, of course, on our screens here in Australia. And for most part of that, they've sort of been working out in the field where they've, I don't know if everybody's seen it, but they've sort of set up this pop-up media centre consisting of like 6 by 6 metre tents complete with sort of catering, and there's like construction site porta potties that have been sort of packed in behind there across from Buckingham Palace, and there's a new sort of media site now also set up outside Westminster Hall, basically allowing these different outlets from all around the world to broadcast their shows and the rolling coverage which we've seen on our screens across the course of the past week. And obviously that has subsided now, but it will well and truly pick up again on Monday. Channel 9 are starting their coverage from midday on Monday, rolling right through until when the service starts at 8 p.m. our time. Channel 10, they're sort of doing things a little bit differently by putting the service over on one of their digital channels, 10 Bold, from 6 p.m. Channel 7 start at 7 p.m. and the ABC from 7:30. So no matter what channel you are sort of looking at come Monday night, it will sort of be wall-to-wall funeral coverage from the UK. And because they're basically taking a host feed there from a couple of different broadcasters, you'll probably see the same thing across multiple channels. But no doubt it will be a very unique and a very difficult day for a lot of people.
Yeah, it certainly will be. And I've got to say, given the rolling coverage we're seeing on our TV screens over the course of the week and what's still to come, it's feeling a bit like, reruns of Antique Roadshow, really.
Oh, Jesus.
Ricky.
I am feeling a little bit of fatigue that's spreading sort of across the audience based from people that have been watching it. But, yeah, you know, I think leading up now till Monday, you'll probably get some sort of a less amount of coverage, but it'll still be there, of course.
Ricky Martin facing fresh allegations of sexual assault, this after he launched legal action against his nephew, Jayden Forster.
Yeah, that's right. Last week we were talking about how he'd filed this $30 million lawsuit against him, and it emerged earlier this week that he's now facing fresh allegations of sexual assault. This is by a bloke believed to be his nephew. Ricky's lawyer is suggesting quite heavily that it is the nephew that has come forward and made these allegations, but it does look like it's something that Ricky is going to fight. They've labelled the claim sort of offensive and untethered from reality, so going pretty hard. Of course, you know, if there is a legal process, we'll watch with interest to see how it plays out.
Yep, for sure. And to wrap it up this morning, the family of Shane Warne are
not happy, Jan!
Not happy, Jan, at all with an upcoming mini-series about the King of Spin.
That's right, yeah, and I can totally sort of understand why they're not happy with it. It's only been 6 months since Warnie passed away, although it'll probably be about 10 or 11 months before the actual miniseries airs, possibly longer, because it won't be on our screens until next year. But I sort of think the family's main issue is the timing of it. The other, of course, issue is that nobody, not one person from the production company that is making this miniseries has actually spoken to the family. And I personally think that's the wrong way to go about it. Bring them along for the ride, make them part of the creative process, sit them down and outline how this is all going to pan out. It may very well end up being something great, but we don't know that as of yet because we haven't seen the script and neither have they. If and how deep they go into that scandalous and salacious stuff, well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Who do you reckon might play Warnie?
Good question. The cast will be announced soon. Eddie Perfect played him in the musical Shane Warne that was out a couple of years ago now, but I sort of, not to be offensive towards Eddie Perfect in any way, I don't think his sort of acting chops will stack up for something of that magnitude on screen. Big question. We'll find out.
Yeah, watch this space. Jayden Forster, always great to catch up. Always got your finger on the pulse where entertainment news is concerned. Have a great weekend, a great week ahead. Catch you next Friday.
Catch you then. Thank you.